Sakitumi.
Hey everybody, it's Teto. This episode of Sakitumi is going to be about kids, sports, and gaming, and how they all correlate. I'm here with Casey. She's going to tune in too, and we're going to get at you with what is real. Hey everybody, it's Teto. I'm back here. I just want to give a shout out to my buddy Steve Pugh. He's down the road podcasting. It's Dads with Nerdy Ambitions. Check it out. DNA. Find it on, I believe, every single source you can. All right, thanks.
Sakitumi.
Hey, everybody. It's Teto. We're back. Sakitumi. I'm here with my girl, Casey.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. Say hi. Don't be shy. Is this your first episode?
I thought you were going to keep going.
Yeah, I kind of was, and I didn't. So I threw you for a loop right there. No big deal. Anyway, we're here. We're going to end up talking today about sports, video games, and our kids.
Kids sports.
Yeah. Kids sports, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a tough topic because what do you do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? You want the kids to be involved in stuff. You want all that stuff. You want to, you know, take them bowling. It's still technically taking a kid to a sport.
Right.
Right? But when you get them involved in the youth sports, it gets cantankerous.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. So here we are. We're going to try and navigate the world of youth sports and video games and how it coexists, I guess.
Or yeah. I guess.
It's crazy. But anyway. All right. So to start off, you know, kids today, I loved playing Little League. I loved playing midget football. I loved playing youth basketball was my favorite.
Yeah.
I love basketball. It's my favorite sport to play. Football is my favorite sport to watch.
Okay.
But I've noticed over the years, it has really, really grown exponentially. So
yeah.
We are literally up to, like, people are paying thousands and thousands of dollars to ship these kids around.
Right, pretty much. Because you pay all that money and then you have to then transport them and participate in all of these tournaments and whatever they're doing. Yeah, it's a lot.
You got to say that's our fault.
Way more. Oh, 100%. I actually questioned that recently. Yeah. What are we doing?
Well, we've built a society that is, at least we're in our neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. It's sports, sports, sports.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Yeah.
And you pay a pretty penny to play them.
Yeah.
I'm like, kid, don't even bother. I'm not going to drive you around. My son particularly loves soccer.
Okay.
And the reason I like it so much is because I don't know anything about it. And I'm a horrible parent. I'm one of those parents that yells.
I'll
be in the stands like, what the hell are you doing? Cut the crap.
Get yelled by the refs.
Yeah, because I know what to do and he doesn't. And then I'm just expressing myself onto him, which is a whole awful thing to do.
Right.
But I do it. And that's why I go and stand out by myself somewhere in like right field and watch the game so nobody can hear me.
Okay.
Because I understand it's not the right thing to do. Like you don't want to, you hurt your kid.
Yeah. You know they basically tell you not to do that.
Yeah. Your kid's not going to the World Series, bro.
Most of the time, no.
No. So what are you so upset for? Let him go out and play. If he's having fun, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Then I wonder if I was actually hurting them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know how much they even hear. The refs are usually the ones that yell at the parents.
It really manifests itself on the ride home after the game when you just start laying into him about what he may have done or should have done or could have done.
Yeah.
He's 7. He doesn't know. Why am I yelling at him? And why am I so upset? I'm trying to live my life through him.
Mm-hmm.
So when he started playing soccer, it was great because I know nothing about it.
Okay.
Like, I played soccer when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know about soccer. And I love watching the World Cup, but I don't know the rules.
Right.
I don't know what happens or why it happens. And it makes it so much more enjoyable.
That's true. I know the basics of sports, but soccer is probably the most confusing of all. I don't understand a lot of the soccer stuff. I don't know the calls. Basketball's kind of easy.
Soccer's probably the easiest one to understand.
Yeah.
When you roll it all down, it's really not that difficult.
But both my kids have played soccer, but it's not my favorite. I don't mind watching, but.
Yeah. You know, we have kids that play all these sports.
Right.
And you ship them all over the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point of the show today is to correlate this in video games, really.
Okay. Yeah.
And the difference between them. Because where sports will give you exercise, socialization, stuff like that. Video games will keep you isolated and yelling over a microphone.
True. There's apparently some benefits to video games, but yes, hand-eye coordination, that kind of stuff. But yes, agree.
I'm not saying that there's really anything wrong with video games, right. Seeing if I've also played them my mm-hmm. entire life.
Right.
But there is a drawback. I feel like video games have become so big and so prevalent that it's actually hurting kids.
I agree with that. I don't love the video games.
I don't know about you, but do you find that your kids have a different behavioral pattern after they play video games and when they come home from sports?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
I mean, they get like angry at the video games. Don't get me wrong. If they lose their sports games, they have their attitudes too. So there are things, but I was all about sports, team sports. They learn to, you know, work as a team and with other people and... You know, it's not just all about you. And video games are really all about you, right? I guess maybe sometimes they're on teams. I don't really know.
They become isolated.
But, I mean, my son will sit downstairs for hours and just, I mean, he talks to friends. So he is talking to people, but I don't see him playing video games. That's all he does.
My son yells and screams and talks crap to people.
Broken controllers.
That hasn't happened yet because he knows he has to buy them. Which, real quick side note, I still have this whole theory, and I said it before, about the original Nintendo controller.
Oh boy, here we go again.
And this is where everything went downhill. That original Nintendo controller could not be broken.
Correct.
I think people used to use it to rob banks. They would throw it through the window with a note attached to it. That's how durable it was. And then by the 64, you drop it on the ground, the controller broke, and it's another $25 you have to go spend.
25?
They figured it out.
Those PlayStation controllers are... $100, $200, depending on which one you get.
Now they are, because they figured it out. They figured out the frustration factor.
Those things, and I mean, I know my son threw his. I know kids have broken screens, keyboards, controllers, everything, all over being angry about something in the game. Like, it's not even real life. At least sports, it's happening.
Right, and you're moving, yes. And you're outside, fresh air. Yeah. You're not stuck behind a screen.
Yeah.
Exactly, absolutely.
So, I've never understood the video games. I played games when I was a kid, Super Mario, all that kind of stuff, but...
I'm going to ask you a question. It's a very sensitive topic, and I might get in trouble for it, for saying it.
Oh, boy.
It has to do with kind of like mental health.
Okay.
Give me some of the benefits of participating in organized sports, and what level are you trying to achieve?
I mean, I think being a team is kind of just, in general... a good thing for you, right? Like you learn how to not just be by yourself. You're not just all about yourself. You're working for yourself, but for a team. So you're
a part of a
exactly,
team.
Exactly. You're part of something. So it's not just, but your behavior, if you choose to be terrible or not participate or whatever for that day, you're affecting other people. Where if it's just something you're doing for yourself, it only affects yourself. So I always thought team sports were a good thing because it teaches you to work with other people.
Team sports are a good thing.
So
physical fitness. It's learning to play well with others,
right.
Basically teamwork, all that stuff.
And they build each other up.
Plus coachable kids become employable people, right?
Yes.
So that's all the stuff. What are some of the drawbacks of this?
I mean, like I said, they build each other up. They also take each other down. If one kid seems to be dragging somebody down and the older they get, you know, when they're 5, 6, 7, they start off.
That's life.
They're all super nice to each other. And then they start to realize who's holding them back and may not be as good.
Here's where I get in trouble.
Voice that.
Here's where I get in trouble. Because that's not the kids. It's not the kids. It's the parents.
At some point, I think the kids realize that. As they get older, they realize that on their own.
They do. When they're 18, 20, 22, they begin to realize that, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But my parents didn't like it or whatever. It's the parents that do that.
Okay.
And there was a gymnast, which I'm not going to name, but... she came out and she didn't want to participate in the Olympics, right?
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
She wanted to stay out of it because she, I don't know.
And well, she went to the Olympics and she chose to not participate in one of the events she was supposed to participate
in. So my point is you worked your entire life.
Yeah.
You gave up all those hours as a child to get to this point to ultimately choose that you don't want to. Now, granted, that's your choice. I'm not saying, but that's a slippery slope to start because all of a sudden you can start putting it all on mental health. You worked all that time to just give up at the pinnacle of it.
Right.
To be afraid to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was?
I mean, yes. I mean, the story about that
so the
was
drawbacks,
that she felt that she was going to get hurt because she was not in it. But I don't know. I'm not a gymnast.
I don't know. It's just an example.
What they say.
And I'm not trying to demean her in any way. I just thought about it. I was like, are you kidding? You put all those hours in, all that work, to back out at the last minute.
It did seem crazy.
What kind of door is this opening for anyone else in your in the future, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking about it, and these are the drawbacks. We push these kids so hard.
Right.
Because we as parents, feel like they can do it, and it will bring us fame. So we're really pushing them to something that they may or may not even want.
Right.
So it's crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean...
Or am I totally off my gourd?
No, I agree with you. I actually said this recently because my kids, they're decent at sports. They're good players. They're coachable. They play hard. Are they going to be professionals? Probably not. So sometimes I question the amount of time and money that we spend on them doing this. Is it, what are we doing? You know, I mean, the amount of money that you spend and it's traveling and it's every weekend, weeknights,
well, that's what I mean.
Weekends.
That's one of the drawbacks. You spent all that money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an attachment for it from you, for you, because you're wasting. I take that back.
Right.
But you're spending all that money and you expect like an outcome at the end.
Right.
And then to be like this person that's just like, here's the biggest stage you've been on, and to quit.
Right.
What did I put up all that money for?
Right.
And that's why, like, there's a that's a drawback.
Yes. And I mean, the situation, the gymnast is a very different level than my children participating in the sports.
It's an example.
Yes.
It's an
very
example.
Different level. We are not spending the level of but they're when you're, going pro
but
or anything.
We're talking about the level because people can see you.
Yes.
People can't see your kids quitting at Little League Baseball.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
People can see you quitting at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you give them that opportunity and you quit.
Yeah.
Well, then why sign up? Because if you make a commitment, you follow it through. You see it all the way, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If you get hurt, that's how it ends. I get it. Should I just quit my job because I could fall off a house?
No.
No.
Exactly. Because,
that's what I mean. It just, it to me, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I put in all this time learning the trade and doing this and figuring out how to put everything together. And now I just quit because I don't want to fall off a house. Well, that's weird. To me, I understand mental health is a serious issue. I'm not making light of it,
right.
And I'm not making fun of it. I just think it's a slippery slope for people to have to go down.
Right.
And this is probably a bad way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion on it. That's it.
I agree.
But so to segue in, we were talking about video games and sports and how it basically consumes every single child's life. What is the appeal of video games?
I mean, it's hard for me to say because I don't understand it. I mean, my son comes up and tells me all these exciting things. He's so excited about what happened. I don't understand any of it.
That's a small world type thing.
Yeah. I played basic video games when I was little. It entertained me, but it was never something that I spent hours and hours and hours doing. I don't know. I think now they actually have, I mean, Fortnite is huge and they talk to each other. So everybody, they go to school, they talk after school.
That's literally all about, how they socialize them.
It's kind of like, I don't know if it's a team, but it's definitely something they chat. They definitely chat during these games. So it's definitely not just sitting and by themselves, even though they are technically by themselves. But I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't understand any of it.
We don't because we didn't have to do it.
Exactly.
We're trying to figure it out.
I don't get it.
And that's what we're going to end up getting into at some
point. Yeah,
in the near future.
I don't understand. I try not to let them just sit inside and play games, but in the winter, it's really hard.
It is. And it's also hard because everybody else is allowed to do it.
Exactly.
And then you don't want them left out like they can't.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you got to figure out how to cut it off.
Right.
Or control it. And I don't mean control in like a you can't do this because I said so type of way, but control it where they learn the basics of life. Like, we go outside, we have to take the trash out, take the dog out, whatever.
Right.
And then you can play video games.
Balance.
Yeah, the balance of life. Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for. And so, my concern is I find myself seeing my son so much more angry after playing video games than playing a sport. If he loses a soccer game,
right,
he doesn't come home in anywhere near the mood he does if he's just downstairs and loses a Fortnite game.
It's true, and I don't understand why, though.
No, he comes up all angry. He's mad at me. He's like, what did I do? I didn't invent the game. In fact, I hate that thing.
Exactly. Right. But I don't know that I understand what the difference is of why they get so much more angry in the video game versus a sport.
I think it's because they sit there.
Okay.
There's no physical, like, release. Like,
okay.
Running around at soccer will release, what, endorphins?
I think so, yes.
It gets everything going.
Right.
You don't get that in a video game.
No.
So it's a whole different type of competition and anger.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
And there's just a solid difference And the two, if you lose at video games and you lose at a sport, my son's behavior anyway is completely different in the two of them. Like, completely different. He's a normal human being when he loses at soccer. He's an awful, awful human being when he loses at Fortnite. It's only for a couple of minutes.
Right, it gets over
it. Because he's not
an
awful human being, but...
And they play again, but yeah.
Yeah, he goes back downstairs and he plays again. And then he wins and he's okay.
Right.
So maybe, and then there's that immediate gratification.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you go downstairs and then you win. Mm-hmm. And now you're back to who you thought you were to begin with.
Right.
That's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
To have that kind of emotional swing at any point in time for any kid.
Right.
And not only that, but kids that, I don't know, I feel the kids that play a lot of video games are also the ones that get hurt the most in sports.
Okay.
A doctor told me when my son was much younger, he told me that the kids that are having all of the knee problems are the kids that don't ride their bikes.
Okay.
They don't ride bikes anymore. And when we were kids, we rode bikes every day.
Yeah.
We'd go anywhere. We try to get the heck out of the house to get anywhere away from our parents to go do something.
Ride down the road.
Look at Playboys in the woods or whatever.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, but now my son hasn't ridden his bike in 3 years.
He didn't ride his bike last year.
Not much. Right?
Ride bikes.
No, he didn't. Not last year. He did for a while when he would ride it up to my house. But that being said, he hasn't done it in a while. And look what he's claiming now. What is he claiming?
Well, he's not claiming. We should say that.
He has
his knee, dislocates or something? Is that what his knee is?
He's growing. His body's growing.
I'm not denying that, but that is what happened, right? It dislocates, pops up second.
The kneecap moves.
Okay.
And it will slide.
Right.
Yes. Because all the tendons and everything, he hasn't grown into them yet.
Right. And I'm not denying any of that, but it is a thing. But yes.
I have played sports for, let's see, I started when I was 8, and I'm X amount of years now.
You want to tell everybody how old you are?
No. So over 30 years, and the only major injury I ever had was not due to excessive use of physical activity. It's because I actually was physically struck in the head with a softball.
Right. So you never had any major breaks, anything?
Knock on wood, no. Never.
Growing up in sports, I guess, was where we're at right now. So
yes.
None of that. Okay.
And so here is my son. And you see this happening a lot in kids and children.
Right.
These kids have to have surgeries.
Yeah.
Surgeries? What? Wait until they're 18. Then go under the knife.
Yeah.
Wait till they're done growing. Let their bodies grow into it.
But I agree. I mean, it's hard to know, but I see what you mean. Some of the injuries are, depending on the sport. I mean, there are definite injuries that happen from sports. I don't know how frequent surgery is. I mean, I haven't seen any of my kids' friends have to have surgery on anything yet. So
you see a lot of kids sitting out because it hurt. And you know what?
Well, that's if you have a sprain or a break. There are certain times they have to wait for healing. So, yes, you do see that.
I guess that was my point. But we kind of have to move past this for a little bit.
Okay.
Because we're running a little long. Anyway, basically the next topic was supposed to be how do you find the balance between both? How do you do it? Because not only do you have sports and the gaming,
right,
you still have school,
right,
and everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot to put on a kid's plate. That's a lot.
It is. So, I mean, for me, my kids go to school. When they come home, they have to do their homework before they do anything else. I mean, to be fair, when it's nice out, the neighborhood is all outside and they all go play outside. When it is winter.
Where we live during the nicer months.
Yes.
It does become a bit easier because the days are longer.
And I live in a neighborhood where their kids are ringing the doorbell. They all go outside. They play basketball in the driveway. They're riding bikes. They do things. I will say. The first instinct my son has is to go downstairs and play video games. My daughter's a little bit older. She's on the phone. She typically has some sort of sports practice every day of the week almost. So she does have something, but she has to do homework. She can chat with her friends. She does whatever and then goes to practice. We do our best. I don't know. I don't know what the actual balance should be, but that's what we try.
It basically should be 25%, 25%, 25%, 25%.
Yeah. I mean,
homework, you have to have, it's 25% of your life. You have to have 100% of it done.
Right. You have to have it done. As long as it's done, they're all set. You know,
so whatever hours you have after that,
right,
25% is going to be for gaming.
Mm-hmm.
25% of that is going to be for sports. And 25% of that is going to be for yourself and your friends to go do what you want.
Right.
So, but it's not easy because how do you even quantify that type of thing.
Right.
How do you do it? Like 25% of homework?
Yeah.
Is the same as 25% of hanging out with your friends? No. You could do your homework in 13 minutes. That means, would mean you can only hang out with your friends for 13 minutes. But I guess it's just a solid, I don't know, judgment, guesstimate of what is good and what is bad by the parents.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't do time frames necessarily unless there's a reason for it. But yeah, we always have stuff going on. So I feel like I'm constantly telling them, all right, we got to go here. We got to go there.
You got to set priorities though. Mm-hmm. Homework first.
Oh yeah, always.
And then it's finishing your commitment if you want to play sports. Mm-hmm. But then you can either decide, whatever time you have left, 50-50.
Right.
Play with your friends or go play video games. Because those are luxuries. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, I guess playing sports is a luxury also. But
I guess now it is because they're not cheap anymore.
No, it's a luxury. It always was. You never had to do it.
Right.
We're at that point now where people our age have literally taken over. Mm-hmm. And they've watered down everything and made everyone else have to play a travel team.
Everybody does travel.
Yeah, and now it's not. Now it's so your kid didn't make the team. Well, I'll just go out and start another one.
Really?
Yeah, and we'll be on the. Oh God, yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know anybody that's happened to, but okay.
You do.
I believe you. I just don't.
You probably do. You just don't know it.
Right.
We're getting towards the end here.
Really?
Yeah. All which is crazy because that went by much more quickly than I thought it would have.
I know, right?
Holy Christmas!
Holy Christmas!
Yeah, seriously, that is nuts. That is nuts. I guess at the end of the day, what the real thing you want to be is a good role model and a good parent.
Right.
And try and figure it all out, which is difficult. So if any of you are out there and you're struggling with like, am I doing this the right way? Don't worry. We all are.
I have no idea.
We're all wondering if this is the right thing to do. How do you do this? Which is what this whole topic came up about. Because this is one of those big things that nobody ever talks about.
No, I mean,
everybody wants to be involved in stuff, but nobody talks about how difficult it is. And then they all complain.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody signs their kids up for everything, which I also did because my kids wanted to play. And then I questioned, like, what are we doing? All of a sudden, we're somewhere every single day of the week. Is that really what's best for them? I don't know.
No.
But that's what everybody else seems to be doing. So do you do it because we kind of did it.
Do you do it because everybody else is trying to do it? We're kind of doing
it? It didn't start as a let's do something every day of the week. I think that was never the thought process. It was more... Oh, yeah, I want to play this. I want to play that. And they said they wanted to play all these things. And we
because their friends were doing
signed up for everything. Yep.
Because their friends were doing
it. Yes.
And then 100%. Next thing you know, you have every day of the week, there's either practice, a game, somewhere. Right. Your Saturdays and Sundays are spent. Uh-huh. And you haven't even sat down yet.
Yeah.
You have to work a full work week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nuts, right?
It's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody else out there is like that. Mm-hmm. Or at least the majority of us are like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go out, work your 40 hours, get your kids to practice, get your kids to school, get your kids to wherever they need to go, whatever they're doing, party, friend's house, dance, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get them everywhere. And we put the extra strain on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you give some athletes the ability to just quit.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? I'm saying to you, with everything a parent, especially a single parent, has to go through.
Right.
And you allow an Olympian to just quit.
Right.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway.
I agree with that situation.
The mental strain on normal humans. I'm sure. I don't know about any other country because I've never been there. So I don't want to say I know how it is or don't know how it is. What I do know, though, is a lot of people in this country, at least, run ragged. They run ragged.
Most people, I feel, at this point.
And they're stressed out. And they're burnt. And they're like, what the hell? And then you have this one person that worked their whole life to get this championship stage and quits.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't a lot of us, as parents, just quit? Isn't it the same thing? I know this is the Olympics, but parenting is much bigger than the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. So that was my point.
Okay.
I went off.
No, I mean, I agree with you. Listen, like I said, my kids, if we make a commitment, they get to choose at the beginning of every season. If they don't want to play, they don't have to play. I don't force them. But if they sign up, they are committed. And that's what we do for the season.
Right. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time today. We're not going to do two to-be-continuers back-to-back.
No, that's crazy.
That wouldn't work. Although we could probably be the first podcast in history to actually be the first ones to do two in a row.
That's funny.
No, Case, I love having you here. I miss you. This was a good one. There's more that we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We try to hit all the big topics, but thanks for coming here. Thanks for keeping me grounded, because I could have gone off on this one. I could have lost it. And because you were here, I didn't.
All right.
So thanks for being here. And that's it for the show here today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And you know what? As always, be good.
Saki Doomy.
Hey, everybody. It's Ditto. Thanks for checking out the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, subscribe to us. We can hook up, interact. You can tell us what you like about the show. Talk about what you don't like about the show. Give us information and insight. We'd appreciate it. We only want to make the show better for you guys. Also, if you get a chance, head over to someassembly.net. That's our sponsor, and you could really use some business. All right? As always, everybody, be good.
Saki Doomy.